Good morning and welcome to Daily Impact. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. We have been looking at the keys that could bring about the change that we desire in our lives. Don't forget, change is the only constant thing in life. We must keep changing. If a man does not change, he will be frustrated. Lack of change breeds frustration, despondency, and causes a man to go into depression. There must be changes, and positive changes for that matter. I am more than this. That is the desire, that is the cry of everyone who is still growing. A man who is still growing in life knows that he's more than what he looks like at the very present moment. I am more than what I look like right now. I am more than my experiences. No matter what the experiences look like, whether they are positive or negative, I am more than what I am going through. What I am going through does not and cannot define me. That is not my reality. The Word of God has made it very clear what the Lord has in mind for me. The Word of God is the reality that I must be seeing in my life. That will become my reality. It is not what I am experiencing at this present moment. God wants me to be the best. He designed me for the best. I have to sit down to think like the prodigal son if I must make changes in my life. Not only should I sit down to think and take steps and make changes, one of the steps or one of the things I need to do is to change my association. He that walk with the wise shall be a wise man, whereas the companion of fools shall smart for it or be destroyed. This morning, we want to look at a major catalyst, a major thing for change, a key. What your dissatisfaction, your desire for change, and your desperation, what it will make you do. And this is very central to transformation or to change, and that is prayers. Prayers. We take for our test 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, and we're going to read from verse number 1 through to verse number 10. 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. We're reading the story of a young man called Jabesh. This was his story, the family of Jabesh, the sons of Judah, Phares, Hezron, Carmi, and Or, and Shobal. And Rehiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai and Lahad. These are the families of the Zoratites. And these were of the fathers of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister, Azililponi, and Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Izar, the father of Usha. These are the sons of Or, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Elah and Nahara. And Nahara bear him Ahuzam, and Ephah, and Temeni, and Ashahastari. These were the sons of Nahara. And the sons of Elah were Zereph, and Jeshua, and Etnan. And Kos begat Anub, and Zobiba, and the families of Ahahil, and the son of Harum. And Jabesh was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabesh, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabesh looked at the story of his life and of his family. He looked at his family line, and he saw that they were full of stories without testimonies. They were all getting married and giving birth and dying, and there was nothing significant about the family. Jabesh craved a change. Jabesh told himself, I am more than my family history. I need a change. And Jabesh prayed for a divine interruption. He asked God to divinely interrupt the story of his lineage and bring about a change into his own life. Jabesh was saying, I am more than my father's house. I am more than my family lineage. I am more than the story of my family. I am more than this. So Jabesh cried to God in prayers. What we're saying this morning, dear listener, is that prayer is key for a man who wants a change of his situation, a man who desires total transformation in his life and in his destiny. This man must be a man of prayer. Prayer is one thing for a man who realizes that he is more than this, a man who is dissatisfied with his present situation, a man who desires a change, a man who is desperate. We wait on God in prayers, in fasting. He will cry to God like Jabesh that God should intervene, interrupt this negative family story, family line, bring about a change into his life. Again, look at it from verse number one. There was no story, no outstanding story. Nobody made any outstanding mark. They were only giving birth, getting married and giving birth. Look at your family. Is there any outstanding story or testimony? Is anybody standing out in that family? You must understand that there are forces that want heads to be bowed. There are forces and powers that do not want anybody to be lifted in the family. In your family also, look at it. Is it okay with all members of the family? Is anybody standing out? If nobody is standing out, why should you? And you must react. You must say, I refuse to go through what others are going through in my family. My story is different. My case must be different. My story must change. This was the demeanor and the disposition of Jabesh. And the Bible says, he cried unto the Lord. He cried, oh God, change my story. I am more than this. I am more than what I am going through. Oh God of Israel, bless me indeed. Oh God of Israel, enlarge my coast. I refuse to be small. Enlarge my coast. God of Israel, let your hand be with me and then keep me from evil. Let it not grieve me. And the most interesting sentence of these verses of scripture is in that verse number 10, the last sentence of that verse. The Bible says, and God granted him that which he requested. God is a prayer answering God. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, he said, call upon me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Call upon God. Prayer is key to changing situation. If you want your situation changed, then pray. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter number 5, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Verse 14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders and let them pray over him. Prayer heals the sick. Prayer changes situation. Prayer terminates afflictions. Prayer is key. Jabesh concluded, I am more than this. And Jabesh prayed, and God heard and answered him. Our God is not a prayer-storing God. He's a prayer-answering God. He just does not store your prayers. Okay, keep praying to me, keep praying to me. No, he answers your prayers. Of course, your prayers will always come for a memorial before him, and then answers will follow. Dear listener, I encourage you to pray to change that situation. There is nothing that prayers cannot change. There is no situation, there is no habit that prayer cannot break. Please pray. Prayer is central. Prayer is key. And may the Lord hear and answer you in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray like Jabesh this morning. Oh God, bless me indeed. Change my situation. Enlarge my coast. Oh God, I am more than this. Bring me into my change. Lift your voice and pray. My Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will bless me indeed, that you will enlarge my coast. I refuse to be small. I refuse to remain small. Bring about a change and transformation into my life, into my family, into my business, into my finance, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Lord, I am better than my father's house. Lord, take me beyond the limits of my father's house, in the name of Jesus. Divinely interrupt every negative flow of my father's house in my life. Interrupt it, O God, and terminate it. In the name of Jesus, take me beyond the limit of my father's house, O God. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, make me better than my fathers. I am better than my fathers. I ask in the name of Jesus that what stopped them will not stop me. What slowed them down will not slow me down. Whatever is slowing people down in my family, you have no influence. You have no power over my life, over my destiny. For my case is different in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, intervene in my matter and glorify your name in Jesus' precious name. I release upon you today the grace to rise beyond the limit of your Father's house in the name of Jesus. I ask that God would divinely intervene in your matter and break you free from every negative flow of your lineage. Whatever negative happens to them in that lineage, in that family, you are free from it. You have no portion in such in the name of Jesus. You are more than your family background. You are more than this. Because you are in Christ Jesus, you will not be limited. You will not be slowed down in the name of Jesus. I pray that God himself will bless you indeed. He will enlarge your coast. He will multiply his grace upon your life and upon your destiny. The Lord will take you high and far in life. It will not grieve you in the name of Jesus. As God granted the request of Jabez, he will grant all your requests. The hand of the Lord will be upon you and it will keep you from evil. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral. It promises to be explosive. It's a family Thanksgiving service. Don't miss it. The Lord bless you. As you attend time, it's 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit and 8:30 the worship service commences. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. In Lagos, join us for our worship service at number 75 Oshola Street, Oyemekun Ogba, Lagos. And time is 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebifem Filling Station, Itaeko, and time is 8 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Forward this message and share this link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.